CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.
Welcome to Hope is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and I want to talk to you today about looking above. I know some of you are like, well, what does that mean? Well, I want to share a passage with you in Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. It says, since then you have been raised with Christ. Set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So when I'm talking about look above, I'm wanting you to look at things maybe the way God looks at them. It's so hard to do that because we stay so busy in our culture today, and there's just so many things grabbing our attention, and we go to church on Sunday mornings or Sunday night and get our tank filled up, and maybe we go on Wednesday nights, or we go to a small group meeting and one other time, so maybe there's two times that we go to church or do something where we spend time with God in a group. Hopefully you're spending time with him each morning or day, you know, night sometime, spending time in prayer and reading God's word, but I know and realize that probably 85% of people don't do that, even people that do attend church regularly. And I just really feel like I really want to remind you today that you need to, myself included, we all need to be looking above. You know, how does God look at situations in our life? And I shared that passage, Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4. So I want to encourage you to take a look at that. But, you know, let me ask you the question. What are some of the things that keep you from actually looking above and honoring God with your life? Some examples that, you know, if I look at my life, when times that I've not done a good job on focusing on honoring God with every area of my life, things that maybe have kept me from doing that and looking above are anger, being angry at somebody or situations happened, been through divorce, as I mentioned before, unforgiveness in my heart. For something's happened, maybe I'm not angry about it anymore, but I just don't have unforgiveness for somebody or a situation. Financial stress. You hear people saying amen in the background. You know, a lot of times when we're so stressed financially, it's hard to look above and honor God with decisions because of the stress that financial things cause. And I love listening to Rick Warren. He is on 99.1 FM. I believe it's 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and it's called Daily Hope. And I started listening to that a couple months ago in the morning when I get up, get an email, or I also have his app and listen. He has bits and pieces of different sermons he does at his church in California. And, you know, it really just helps kind of get my heart right for the day. And I do it at least, I'd say 5 days a week. Try to do it every day, but definitely at least probably five. And it's just one of those things that maybe it might help you, or maybe it's I've got a friend that listens to our podcast for the 14 minutes in the morning while he's getting ready after he gets out of the shower and he's shaving and getting dressed. He listens to our podcast to kind of help him focusing on looking above. And, you know, so we talked about, I don't know, there's different things. Maybe it's anger, unforgiveness, or financial stress in your life that keep you from looking above and honoring God with your one and only life. And just want to remind you that you only get one. You can't live somebody else's. And sometimes we get maybe too involved in maybe other people's lives, whether it's our friends, spouses, our children, grandchildren, co-workers, and God just wants us to take care of the box that he's entrusted us with in our life. And, you know, if we could all maybe learn to do that, maybe we'd have less problems with dissension and conflict and things, because we try to tell people, or we get things in our heart and mind about how people ought to do things if we were in charge. So that's a word for somebody listening today. Not sure who, but you know who you are and where God is speaking to you that. I want to encourage you, if you want to look above and honor God with your life, that you got to do what verse 2 in Colossians chapter 3 says, and that is to set your mind on things above and not on earthly things. You've got to set your mind on it. In verse 2 there, I'll read that again. It says, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. I mean, that's simply what verse 2 is. And you say, well, Greg, how do I do that? Well, I love Romans 12, 2. And it says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. That's Romans chapter 12, verse 2 in the Bible. And you know, that's one of the reasons I try to listen to Hope Is Here in the mornings, spend some time in God's Word. The devotional book I've been using this year is called Mornings with the Holy Spirit. I posted on my Facebook page, Greg Horn. You can follow me there, and you can see it. Most of the time I'll post a picture of that, and it has three scriptures at the bottom of it, and I try to look those up. It has a prayer. And then I also try to, and I'm not doing as well in February as I did in January, but reading a proverb of the day of the week. Whatever the day of the week is, I try to read that proverb. So if, for instance, today is the 21st of February, then I would read chapter 21. And, you know, Solomon, the person that was the wisest person that ever walked the earth, has just a lot of good wisdom in there, a lot of good principles that have helped me so many times, even that very day after I've read it that morning. So if you want to transform your mind and set your heart and mind on things above and not earthly things, you got to spend time with God. It's really simple. That's how you know it. Another book that really, really helps me in this area, and I struggle too, but a book that really helped me improve and grow in focusing on things above and trying to honor God with my one and only life is a book by Joyce Meyer. It's called Battlefield of the Mind. Man, that's a great book. Battlefield of the Mind. In fact, when I read it about, oh my goodness, probably about 15 years ago, I believe. It's actually, I think it was like 5 years old then. They actually just came out, I think it was last year or maybe 2016, with a revised edition, kind of updated, because it sold over 1 million copies. And I really, really would encourage you, go to Half Price Bookstore. I bet you can find a copy there, because it's been read by so many people, so you can get it for half price. Check out Battlefield of the Mind by Joyce Meyer. I want to give you three things that I think that maybe kind of would help you look like you're setting your mind on things above and honoring God with your one and only life. The first one is, you got to start in the morning. And even with the clothes that you put on, the routine that you get in, you know, if you don't set aside time to be with God, and there's no way you can focus on Him and know Him. I remember one time when I got a phone call when I used to have my grocery store in Cynthiana, Kentucky, many years ago, and they said, Mr. Horn, you've got a phone call. And so I went and actually said, Greg Horn speaking, and this guy said, hey, I'm really upset. And I said, well, sir, what are you upset about? He said, well, I bought a can of peaches, and I paid 69 cents. And I went today to Kroger and bought the same can of peaches and only paid 59 cents. And I thought the name of your store was Pay Less Food Center, and I paid more. And I was trying to keep a straight face, kind of like Brad Taylor is in the recording studio here. I was like, this guy's getting this upset over a dime. And then before I could think how I was going to respond, the guy starts dying laughing. He goes, hey, Greg, it's Mike Bro. And as soon as he said his normal voice, I knew immediately who it was. Mike Bro, who was lead pastor, senior pastor at Southland Christian for, I think, about 10 years. He was the person that Wayne Smith picked to replace him. I knew Mike's voice immediately when he, you know, just normally spoke. This is before caller ID and all that stuff. But the reason I knew it's because I had been to church and heard him speak a lot of times. But also, they used to make cassettes of his messages, and I had a sales job with Hershey Chocolate, or also when I had my store up in Cynthiana, if I was driving to Lexington or driving somewhere, I'd throw one of those cassettes in. And so sometimes I'd listen to his sermons two or three times. Also, they were on 99.1 FM at 2:30 on Sunday afternoons, and I would listen to those all the time. I'd even plan my errands that I had to run so I could be in my car at 2:30. That's before you go to the internet and have podcasts and pick whenever you wanted to listen to. So that was a real treasure, listening on 99.1 FM at 2:30 on Sunday afternoons, hearing Wayne Smith and Mike Bro. But the reason I knew Bro's voice was because I had spent so much time listening to it. And God wants to do the same thing with you. If you will spend time with him reading his word, listening to some music that praises and you can worship him by, devotional books, being in a small group, a life group, accountability part. There's just so many different ways, but you've got to start in the morning, even starting with the clothes you put on. Is what you're wearing, is it honoring God? And that's different for different people, but, you know, we all have a certain routine, and I just want to encourage you that if you want to have your mind set on things and above, it's got to start in the morning. The second thing is that you can't be so easily offended, all right? And that is easier said than done, all right? Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15 talks about in verse 13, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Man, that's easier said than done, isn't it? I'll tell you a book that really, really helped me with that. It was a book called The Bait of Satan. And I'm really encouraged by John Bevere. That is a tremendous book. If you've got anger in your heart, or you're having a hard time forgiving somebody, I really encourage you to pick up a copy of The Bait of Satan. A third thing that keeps us from setting our mind on things above, looking above, and honoring God in our life is we need to always be thankful. If we can always be thankful and have an attitude of gratitude, it's amazing how much more we can focus on God and look above instead of complaining and throwing pity parties and woe is me. I had somebody that texted me today as they had heard Cody Casey, the football player at Georgetown College that had half his leg amputated after he broke his leg his sophomore year playing college football. And they just said, you know, I quit having my pity party today after hearing Cody today on Hope Is Here, because, you know, I realized if he can have a great attitude after having half his leg amputated at the age of 21, and then I can, you know, what I'm dealing with is not near as bad as that, because Cody had a great attitude, a great spirit about it. He's thankful that he's got one good leg. He's thankful they've invented a prosthetic that he can walk with really well. In fact, he got so good that he actually was able to run, and he played college football his senior year at Georgetown College and ran back kickoffs. As Dick Vitale would say, are you serious? And I am. You've got to listen to that podcast. Go check out Cody Casey, the podcast, at our website, hopeishere.today. In verse 15 in Colossians, it reminds us that, chapter 3, verse 15, and let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as a member of one body, you are called to live in peace and to always be thankful. But the things that keep us from being thankful, besides not spending time with God, are jealousy and also pride. And that usually happens when we compare ourselves to others. You know, either one of those two things happens. You either become envious or jealous, or pride that I'm better than them because I drive a nicer car or I live in a nicer neighborhood. I mean, the list goes on and on. But I just want to encourage you to read Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 4, and to look above today in all your decision-making, honor God with your one and only life. This is Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. We'll see you tomorrow at 12:45 p.m. on Life 99.1 FM.
Do you have a real estate question and don't know where to start? Contact Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors. Whether you're in the market, looking to buy, sell, or rent a house, Cecil Holmes would be glad to help you with any real estate questions you have. Give him a call today at 326-0756. That's 326-0756. Cecil Holmes with Rector Hayden Realtors.